Corinthians that went into the cup of sorrow that their mother or father was drinking from. For example, one person said, I was swinging with my little brother. I was 5, he was 3. He fell off a swing, broke his neck, and died. My mother never recovered. So the ingredients in the cup of sorrow was not the event. Grief heals. It was what else went into that cup of sorrow. Blame and hurt and anger and mistrust. And now the world is not a safe place. Anything can happen. Don't dare love because it can be taken from you in an instant. And so these are the kinds of things that go into a cup of sorrow that then the children and the family drinks from regularly. Right? Am I right? Now, is the cup of sorrow just presented and brought out on a tray and say, now we will drink from the family cup of sorrow? No. When does it take place? Constant. You know what, honey? Men are always going to leave you. Granddaddy left grandma. Your father left me. I don't care how long you've been married. That shoe is going to drop. Men are not to be trusted. The cup of sorrow. And because children don't want their parents to drink alone, they drink it and they drink it and they drink it. And then they just pass it on to the next generation. And what we have them do is in a Christian setting, identify, they have, you're here and your parent is here passing you the cup of sorrow and you're just taking it and drinking it. But Jesus stands between the two of you and he reaches from the parent and he takes that cup and he says, I will drink it. And he drinks it all and turns it upside down and you watch the last drop hit. And he turns to you and he says, I was with your mother when that happened. I was with your father when that happened, and I am with them still. And I have taken the cup of sorrow and drunk it fully, and you are free to go. This, to me, is the essence of the gospel message. We are free. Now, if we turn around and go back and fill that cup of sorrow and then drink it, that is on us. But the generational cup of sorrow that is passed can be broken. And this exercise has been proven to be very powerful in work that we've done. We had one of the people that we trained do this in a halfway house with a group of men that were in a halfway house. And the warden said, well, if you can even keep their attention, that's great, but go ahead. So Larry worked with these 8 men. And then the warden called him a week later and he said, I don't know what you did. He said it was like a different group. It was family weekend that week.